Blog Talk Radio. evening, everyone. Thank you so much for calling in tonight on Blog Talk, Iron Sharpening Iron services that we will be having on tonight, this Monday night. Dr. Serena Wright is our guest speaker. This is the first Monday night of the month of June. I'm excited. How about you? We will not be having Facebook Live on tonight. Facebook is unavailable to us. So if you would like to text message or send out messages or just you text, you put it on Facebook Live, that they would need to call in to 310-861-2354 to hear this awesome woman of God on tonight, because there is a word for you, 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 and me that will be released in the atmosphere. So get ready for the atmosphere to be set. I bet you if you set your atmosphere before the woman of God gets on the line to bring forth the word, you will get a mighty awesome breakthrough on tonight. Look for what God has on hand for you, because we have lived long enough to learn what God has for me, it is for me and nobody else. God won't force it on you. He will present it to you, and all you have to do is receive it, because our ways are not his ways, nor our thoughts his thoughts. We will not be able to box God in, but if you just give him free rein and let him loose on in your life, I guarantee you, that's what the old folks used to say, I guarantee you, you will get a breakthrough on tonight, none like before. Some going to get totally set free. Some going to be totally made whole. Some are going to be totally healed. Some are going to get what they've been asking for, understanding, because his word said, if you lack wisdom, ask. And tonight, the ball is in your corner that you need to ask God for what you want. So just know this. It's all on you, because it's all about God. If you get about God's business, God will get about taking care of your business. Seek him first. The word of God, Matthew 6:33, our foundational scriptures say, seek the kingdom of God first and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So on tonight, I'm telling you, get a hold and get your add-on. Get your pencils, your Bibles, your pads, your iPads. Take down notes, because there is a word that's going to be loose on tonight. Don't postpone it. Don't sit back and say, well, I'll kind of, maybe if I shoulda, coulda, woulda. I'm telling you, get before God on tonight. Start off this summer with letting the seeds be planted into your soft ground, and watch what God do. He'll change your mindset, your heart. He'll change your the way you see things. He'll change your vision. He'll change the way you hear things. He'll change your ear gates. Let God be God and make up your mind. And tonight you are going to be his people. Become one of his sons and one of his daughters, and just let God have his way. We are going to find out if the woman of God is on the line, and we're going to proceed from there. Dr. Wright, are you on the line as of now? Okay, it seems like it's a delay in hearing from the woman of God, but we are going to let God do what he has to do on tonight. And that's one thing I do know. God is an awesome God. He's forever faithful to us. He's forever our God. He's forever our deliverer. He's forever our healer. He's forever everything we need to know. So the woman of God says she can't hear me. She says she's on. So I'm going to see if I can see what's going on with this phone that I can hear. She will be able to hear me. And she said, I can't. You can't hear me. No, I can't hear you, Dr. Wright, at all. So I don't know what's going on with my phone that I can't hear. But I'm just going to just trust God. I'm going to trust God, and I'm going to trust God. I'm going to see what's going on while I cannot hear the woman. So I'm going to just give me a second. Woman of God, are you there? So we're going to go on with listening to me tell you what God has planned for us. We're going to go into prayer right now. God, we ask you right now, Lord. We ask you to come into these phone lines, oh God. We ask you to let your word be released. We ask you to let the woman of God come across these lines. God, we said for the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He comes to make sure that your word can't get out. But God, your word also says that it would be heard in every corners of the earth, even if we have to start in the corners of the telephone line, even if we have to start in the corners of what we're doing. So I'm just asking you, oh God, to just make sure. Dr. Wright, you need to call. Yes, that's the line you're calling in on. The last four is 2350, the Blog Talk number that you normally call in on. I don't know what the problem is. I can't hear you at all. I'm checking my phone line to see why is it that the volume isn't coming through. So I don't know what that's all about. I'm trying to see why is it that Blog Talk is not working. But what we're going to do is just pray God have his way. We're just going to pray God have his way. So I'm trying to see again. The enemy of our souls is trying. But God, as I said, we pray. God, open the lines. God, that you may get the victory out of what the enemy is trying to do. For God, we know that you will get the victory. Excuse me, God, we know that you are more than a conqueror, that even these phones can be conquered by you because you invented the knowledge of the phone. I just want to say, God, I'm sorry, I talked up a volume as loud as it can go. And I'm just still trying to see, get sound. Woman of God, the enemy is a liar. The enemy is a liar. I know you're here on the line, so you called in to the 310-861-2354, and if you're on the line, Dr. Wright, Apostle Elect, if you're on the line and you can hear Dr. Wright, would you all please let me know, and if Dr. Wright has to go on and speak, let her speak, and I would just try to tune in of some kind of way. You say you can hear me, but I can't hear you. Is there anyone on Facebook, on a Blog Talk that can hear Dr. Wright? If so, Dr. Wright, could you please text me and say they can hear you, and we'll just go from there.
Yes, God. God, we believe you. We trust in you, oh God. God, have your way on tonight. Well, we know that you are our God, all-knowing, all-willing, always, but forever. God, we know your word says there's nothing new under the sun. We know that the enemy of our soul will try to block and stop your word from going forth. Father God, we just want to say we thank you. We thank you. God, I just trust you right now. I give it to you, oh Lord. I give it to you. Nothing else I can do. God, open up my phone line that I may hear what you're saying. Dr. White, I'm going to see. Can I try to call you? I'm going to see. Dr. White, I'm going to see. Can I call you? If I call you on my cell phone to your phone, would I be able to hear you as you broadcast to Blog Talk? Well, let me see if I could call Blog Talk and hear what you're saying. Because there's more than one way to skin a cat, as the old folks say. If I can't get you on the host line, I'll see if I can hear you on the Blog Talk line. Let me see. Dr. White, are you on the Blog Talk line? Let me see if Apostle Elect, she has to open it. Yes, the host line is a different number. Dr. Wright, do you have my cell phone? My cell phone number. If so, call my cell phone number, and I can plug it in through there. Because Apostle may still be on the plane, flying in. Hi, Renee. I've been trying to talk to you. Margo, I can't hear you because my lines isn't open, but I'm trying to get Dr. Wright to call my cell phone, and I can, that's her. Hold on, please. Hey, let me do this three-way. Okay. Dr. Wright, I can hear you. So what I'm going to do is put it on the speaker. You could go on and talk, and Margo, if you could hear both of us on Blog Talk, could you please text me and let me know, because we're gonna get this thing right here. Is it still there?
Even those that are clocking into the archive, Thank you. Yeah.
But when your heart sets up a treasure, it's perfectly aligned. I thank you all for joining in on tonight. I'm sorry for the feedback, but because we couldn't get the other line, the host line open, we had to try it another way. And unfortunately, the feedback was given off at the same time, but we want to say thank you for holding on. Thank you for listening in, because God is going to get the victory. We're going to get the victory because his word came to release life, to release deliverance, and to just release endurance. So we know that God is able, because we made sure that the word would get out. The enemy has no victory tonight. The enemy has no victory. So I'm going to take it that with the echo, it was just like it being in a canyon, that when the woman of God called out the word of God, it just echoed back so you would hear two times. So if you didn't listen on the first, you had to listen again, and it came back to you again. So if anyone is still on the line and you would like to speak and encourage the woman of God on tonight, please do so now. Well, I'm just trusting God, and I thank God for you on tonight, Dr. Wright, that even though we was not able to open up the lines for the service to come through like it normally do, I thank you for staying faithful to the message that God told you to deliver. And I'm just going to just thank God for the opportunity to be a part of the ministry on tonight. I'm going to see if I could adjust this phone one more time before I give the final remarks. So I'm hoping that you all would join in on our Friday night service this Friday coming up at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Prophet Antoine Thomas. This will be his Friday night. And on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have our very own apostle-elect, Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Sheila Kaiser, and Minister Brandon Kaiser with Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron, Blog Talk Ministries. That's for Sunday morning while you're preparing to go to church. And next Monday will be the second Monday of the month. That will be Pastor Servant Troy at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I just want to say, God, you are awesome, so awesome, that even through the enemy trying to stop, trying to kill and steal, your honor, your glory, and your praise, that God, you still came through. So I'm going to ask one more time, is there anyone else that would like to say something to the woman of God? Because I was blessed with her word that this is more than enough season. God said, I'm more than that. I don't have to worry about what I'm going to eat. I don't have to worry about this or that. I don't have to let my left hand know what my right hand is doing, because in the middle of both of my left and my right, I have strength and power and space to hold on to the word of God. God, I thank you for this woman of God. who has blessed me on tonight. So if you have anything to say, please speak now. Dr. Wright, do you have any information for us about your book, The Last Description You'll Ever Need? And do you have any information for us about the services that you have outside of this Monday night, first Monday of the month service? Yes, ma'am. Yes. Foundational scripture tonight is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Good night, everyone.